Joining us now on the fifth quarter show is Coach C.J. Gifford of the St. Paul Saints. St. Paul traveled to Mexico tonight to play in Missouri Military. St. Paul comes out with a 29-22 win. Close game. Coach, congratulations. First win of the year. You had to be excited. Your kids had to be excited. Tell us a little bit about how that first half played out.
Oh, absolutely. It was a great game. We were leading 15-8 at the end of the first half. We scored first, got a kick, and then they our defense played a lot better tonight than they have all year. And when they scored, it was on big plays, and that's what they got pretty much. They responded with a big run to the outside, and I think it was a 79-yard touchdown run, and that was how they got their points in the first half. And the second half, again, they big plays, and then they scored one late on a last-second Hail Mary to make it 22 instead of a 14.
Coach, you guys put up four touchdowns tonight. You know, who played well for St. Paul? You've been led by the Ropey kid all year. I'm guessing he had another nice game for you.
He had a pretty good game, especially in the first half. He's just throwing the ball really well to Kunkel, and that's been a game changer for us. Those two just work really well together. But I'll tell you who had a great game was sophomore Ethan Kirby. He had two interceptions for us tonight from the cornerback position. He plays a little bit tight end, too, and he caught several balls for us tonight. So he was able to move the chains several times. So he had a breakout game tonight.
Coach, you know, defensively, you know, you guys said you allowed some big plays, but, you know, you were able to hold Missouri Military in check tonight. What defensively did you feel your kids did well?
Well, we really stopped the run up the middle. That's something we struggled with, and it's something we decided, like, you know, we're going to have to either put up or shut up. It was something we had to do, and we did it tonight.
Coach, you guys return to I-70 action next week against Santa Fe. I believe they're a district opponent. You know, possibility that you can get out of the 8-hole, you know, up to 7, up to 6 maybe even with how things play out the rest of the season. What are you going to have to do next week? You know, Santa Fe is a big rival. Those kids know each other. But obviously the X's and O's wise, what do you think you're going to have to do this week to get ready for Santa Fe?
Well, this week we probably had one of our best weeks of practice, and we're just going to have to carry over this momentum into next week. We were focused. We were disciplined in practice. Kids had confidence. And I think this win is going to help us carry that confidence over to next week and just get ready to play Santa Fe.
And you know, confidence begets confidence, and success begets success. So, you know, hopefully for you guys, you know, you're a young team, you're a new coach there. Have you seen the growth you've wanted in the last half of the season?
No, absolutely. We saw a lot of growth in the beginning of the season, and I thought we plateaued for a while, but then we've really bounced back. The last couple games, we've seen a lot of growth, and we are. We're young. You know, we got quite a few freshmen out there. We got a couple sophomores out there, and we fight, you know. So it's been next man up, and just really happy with their effort has never been an issue, which is awesome.